This week's parsha is Parshas Korach. The Torah tells us that Korach doesn't really specify what he takes. The commentators try to explain or try to understand what exactly did he take. It seems to be that he took the people. He took a group of people to come and rebel against Moshe. And it says that they went to Moshe, and there were 250 people that were Nesi'e, Edah, Kriye, Moed, Anshe, Shem. They were the princes, the leaders, and they were Anshe, Shem, people of note, of renown, or people of the name. And they came around Moshe, and they said, it seems to be that how can they question Moshe's authority? It said, why is there a need to have people in positions that seem to be above others if kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, the entire people are holy? So why is there a need to have any type of distinction if everybody is equally holy? So why should there be a person that's a priest, the Kohen, or a Levite, a Levi? Why is there a need for that? If kol ha'ida kulam kedoshim? That was the question. The Mefarshim, the commentators, note that there's a connection, that the parsha that comes before this is talking about the tzitzit, the mitzvah of tzitzit, where we have this idea that there's supposed to be a blue string, a tchelet, and there needs to be, if you have a four-cornered garment, then there needs to be a string on the corners, the four corners. Otherwise, you can't wear that four-corner garment. So the commentators explain that when Korach brought his group to question Moses' authority, they brought garments that were completely made of the blue of Tehillah. And they said, if you have a four-cornered garment that needs to have these strings attached, the white and the blue, but what if you have a garment that's completely made of the blue, of the tchelet, so it shouldn't need to have the fringes, it shouldn't need the strings? What they were saying is, if the whole entire thing is this thing that usually allows you to wear the four-cornered garment by having those strings, but if the garment itself is made of that, and if it's all of that, so then it doesn't need those extra strings, those things that seem to be distinct, to have a different or extra position. So again, they're coming to this very important point of that it seems to be that the Jewish people all stood in front of God at Mount Sinai at the revelation equally, and so therefore there should be all Jews, the whole entire nation should be of equal standing. So why are you starting to make this distinction with different levels of authority? You, Moses, your brother Aaron, the Levites, why are you making that distinction? Now what happens is Moses says, okay, if that's how you want it to be, so then let's take it outside, so to speak, and we're going to do a competition. We're going to, everybody bring their own ketoret, their own incense. And the one that goes up to God, that's the chosen. So why is it, if you look through this storyline, there's a lot of focus, the ketoret, the incense, keeps on popping up. Like, why the ketoret? Why was that Moses' thing? Moses could have chosen different things. Bring a carbon or any type of sacrifice. Why specifically is Moses pointing to the Ketores? And after this, the Ketores pops up again. There's multiple times where we see the issue or the idea of Ketoret in this parsha. So what is Korach's, on the surface, Korach's claim is very seems to be justified. I mean, why is there any need for any type of distinction? Well, everybody's equal. Seems to be. Everybody should be equal. Why is there this need for distinction? So one of the things that we see a lot of times, we see thematic words, words that seem to take us back in time. So the idea that they were called the Anshe Shem, the people of the name, It takes us back to a much earlier story in the Torah, that of Nimrod. Nimrod lived at the door of the Haflaga, the door of the Tower of Babel. And it says there that he led a group of people. He led the entire society. And in that process, he says, let us go and build a nation, a city with a tower that will go up to the heavens, and we'll make for ourselves, Na'ase lanu shem, we'll make a name for ourselves. That word, shame, name, anshe, shame, name, people of name, of renown, or of a name. What happened at the time of Nimrod? What happened at the time of Nimrod is that you had a leader that was leading the people to create a homogeneous society where everybody was the same. Everybody was the same, no distinction. God sees this and he says, this is not tenable. This has to be stopped. But why? If everybody seemed to be unified, what's the problem? What is the problem? And what's so wrong with Korach's claim? Everybody's the same. What's wrong with that? Seems to be okay. And the answer is that when God created the world, he created one person to start with, to teach us that each individual is a world unto themselves, and each individual is unique and has to be able to grow and develop their unique qualities. We're not all the same. We are all distinct. We're all different, and we all need to express our individuality while working within the greater whole. But to cancel out and to say it's the greater whole and it's all one thing, that everybody has to be the same, runs counter to the desire of God in creation. God said to Abraham, I want you to go lech lecha. I want you to go and to become you. That directive is to every individual in the entire creation, and specifically also to the Jewish people. The idea of the Kulam Kedoshim, that they were all holy. Yes, we're all holy, but that doesn't mean that we aren't supposed to become ourselves and be able to develop our uniqueness, our special qualities that is distinct to us. Korach comes and he makes a claim that runs counter to that, and it's dangerous to have societies that are based on where everybody has to think the same way is a tragedy. The idea of shalom, of peace, is when Rav Kook says, is when you take all the individual parts and you bring them together. But each individual part has a distinct quality to it. Do you know what the Ketores is? Why does the Ketores play such an important part here? Is that the idea of smell is unique, is that each and every creature, everything, we're talking about every creature in this world has its own distinct smell. Not one creature has the same smell as any other creature. The idea of the Ketores is the smell. The idea that you can have different smells, and each one, you can bring them together, but they continue to have their own distinction. So the Ketores, in its essence, is the key to what it means to live. It says that when Moses went up to get the Torah, the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, gave him the secret of life, which is the Ketores. The secret to live is for each individual to be able to express its own individuality. To live in a society where everybody has to think the same, that's Nimrod. That's a tragedy. God said this cannot be. It needed to be broken up. And he forced on society different languages in order to guarantee individuality, individuation. Korach came and wanted to make the same claim to the Jewish people, that we should all be the same, we're all the same. And the answer is we're not all the same. And that is by design. God's desire in his creation is that we should all be distinct, and our goal in life is to be able to develop our own distinct qualities. And we don't have to think the same way. We're not supposed to think the same way. But in that way of thinking individually, we have to then take that individuality and then work together with the whole as well. There's a balance. But to go to the extreme of canceling out the individual is a tragedy. And that's what's going on here. Korach comes and says, Kulam Kedoshim, they're all holy. And on face value, it sounds like a great claim. But what he was doing was he wanted to try to create something that is counter to the whole idea of what it means to be alive. And so Moses, where he normally, we see multiple situations where Moses sees the Jewish people sin and he goes and he begs God to forgive them. God, please forgive the Jewish people multiple times. We sin by the calf. We sin by the spies. We sin multiple times, and Moses runs right away to pray and to plead to God, please defend, please forgive. Here, he does the opposite. Why? Because what Korach was doing was something that is beyond repair. It needed to be dealt in such a swift way where he's swallowed up by the earth. So the takeaway for us is to remember how important it is. The world was created with one man at the beginning to express this important idea of the importance of each one of us has to realize how special and unique we are, and we have to develop and constantly work towards becoming all that we can be. And to realize that we are special and have individual needs and qualities that need to be developed. And at the same time, we then have to try to figure out how we can then at the same time bring that individual, those individual qualities and strengths into the greater community. But never to cancel out that first step. We need to realize in this crazy time that we live that we have to be committed to our personal growth and to our personal ideas and thoughts, and not to be swept away by the masses, by the mob mentality. That's what the message here is, the ketores, the individuality, the individuation, and to remember that it's true, we are all holy, but each individual is important, and each individual's ideas and thoughts, and realize that don't be swept away by the mob and some of the ideas, or many of the ideas that are coming from both sides of the political aisle. And in that way, we should also remember that the Torah is here for us to keep our heads straight and to tap into God's message and God's messages and his roadmap or his playbook for us in terms of being able for us to develop ourselves to become the most that we can be. It's there. We need to tap into it. It's something that requires effort. And if we do, if we put in that effort, we're rewarded many, many times over by becoming and allowing ourselves to become and to fully make the most of what our potential is. And so with that, I wish everybody a great Shabbos, and we should be able to see good things occur when we stay faithful to these ideas. All the best.